grade 3, textbook lessons from Down Under, lesson 1. Where do you find soil? Look outside. Can you see some soil? Soil is the layer of earth that covers most of the rocky layer of our planet. It is a very thin layer compared to the thick layer of rock, but soil is very important to the world. What do you know about soil? What would you like to find out? Make a list of your questions. How do you think you could find the answers to your questions? Make a list of your ideas. Can you see the layers of rock, soil, and plants in these pictures? Examine some soil. Put some soil on the newspaper. What does it feel like? How many colors can you see? Separate the soil into groups of different materials that make up the soil. Look at the soil carefully with the magnifier and draw what you see. How many different types of matter did you see in the soil? Did you see any pebbles or smaller bits of rock? Wash your hands after handling soil. Think. Where do you think the tiny bits of rock in soil come from? Lesson 2. What kinds of soil are there? In the last lesson, you examined some soil. Do you think soil from other places would look the same? Look at the photographs on this page. Do you think each of these soils would be exactly the same? Why or why not? Examine 2 soil samples. Your teacher will give you 2 samples of soil to examine. Number your samples. Place them on the newspaper. What does each sample feel like? How many colors can you see? Look at the samples carefully with your magnifier and draw what you see. Write a sentence about any differences you see between these samples and the sample from your schoolyard in Lesson 1. Wash your hands after handling soil. Think. Which of the soils you examined do you think would be best for growing plants? Why? Lesson 3. What is soil made of? Soil is made of pebbles or stones, sand, silt, and clay. Soil with almost equal amounts of sand, silt, and clay is called loam. Soil also has small pieces of things that were once alive, like the wing of an insect, a piece of a leaf, or bits of wood or bark. These are organic matter. Over time, organic matter breaks apart, mixes together, and changes into something called humus. Humus is usually a very dark brown color. Earth materials, organic matter, and humus are called soil components. Look closely at soil. Using your magnifier, take another look at your soil samples. How many soil components can you spot? If you don't remember what a component is, listen or look back up the page. Describe each soil component, its shape, its size, its color. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? Can you see any spaces between the components? Design a chart to present your results. The captions for each picture say, "Bits of rock and pebbles are very hard and come in all shapes and many colors." Humus is organic matter that has broken down and mixed together over time. It is always mixed with other soil components. Some soils have more humus than others. This makes the soil darker. Sand is really very small bits of rock. It feels gritty. Think, why might soil contain more of one component than others? Silt is even smaller than sand. It feels silky. Clay is finer than silt and much finer than sand. A clump of clay feels hard when it is dry and slippery when it is wet. Your group needs to choose one of the experiments from lesson 1, 2, or 3 to explore, and let your teacher know which one you have decided to do.